Spencer Chase, a Wolsey Wessington FFA member and South Dakota State student, talking with Easton Corbin, a past Florida FFA member as well as country music musician. Easton, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I guess just for starters, Easton, I understand you're a past FFA member yourself. I understand you've got quite the eye for livestock, both as a shower and a judger. What can you tell me about your FFA experiences?
You know, I had a great FFA experience growing up. I was part of a Trenton Senior FFA and Junior FFA growing up, and you know, I was involved in a lot of activities such as livestock judging and crop judging, and of course I showed cattle at the Swan River Fair down the road from the house, and it was a great way to grow up. It gave a lot of values to me that I still use today, and that it shaped my life.
And now touring the country, presenting performances for FFA members as part of the Ram Truck Year of the Farmer. What has that experience been like?
It's been great. It's so cool because, you know, definitely, you know, I think that'd have been cool when I was a kid if somebody, you know, came around, especially since I wanted to be a country music artist. So it'd have been definitely cool. And for me, you know, it's my way of giving back to an organization that's, you know, given me so much. And it's been great out there with the kids. You know, they just love it and have a great time. And of course, I have a great time. You know, it's really all organic. There's, you know, it's not scripted, you know, whatsoever. It's just all natural. And we get out there, and I like to be able to go out there and cut up with them and have a good time.
So at the end of the day, music is a business, entertainment is a business, and there are things that need to be done to keep that business rolling. So why take the time out of your schedule to present these concerts for FFA members?
Well, again, I think it's, you know, FFA's given so much to me and through my life. And you know, like, again, there's so many values that I've learned through that I still use today. And you know, it's my way of giving back. And, of course, you know, it's just entertaining and having a good time. But, you know, that's just my small part of a bigger cause.
And you mentioned that FFA has given you so much. What are some of the values or the skills that you use most during your career as a country musician that you learn through FFA?
You know, out there getting and dealing with the public, you know, you learn to work with other people, and you learn that the value of hard work and ethics through that, because, you know, through what I do every day, you know, it was tough making it to here and getting to where I am today. And it was one of those things, it was a dream of mine, you know, growing up as a kid and all through high school and college. And it was one of those things, you just, when you got that idea and that's what you want to do, it's like you got to work, and it's part of following through. And because, you know, not only are you depending on yourself, other people are depending on you around you. And that's in life in general. And still, you know, now there's people that depend on me. You know, I have a band, I have a crew that I employ every day, and, you know, through hard work, you know, again, they depend on me. And that's the same thing, those values that you learn in FFA through, you know, say, you're judging teams and things like that. There's other people around you that depend on you.
And as the years and as your career progress forward, where do you see your relationship with the National FFA organization going?
Well, you know, I definitely I want to go as far as it can. Again, it's a great organization and something that I believe in wholeheartedly, and I want to take it as far as we can.
Kind of my last question here, without FFA and without the experiences that you had within it, how do you think your career would have progressed?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, I can't answer that. I can only say that it's been a very important part of my life, and again, it shaped who I am today, and I'm just glad to have had that experience, and I hope that other kids out there get that chance to do the same thing.
Country musician Easton Corbin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, buddy.
For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.